in that smile again. Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near the end. The best is ready to begin. Oh, as long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby. You and me, we gotta be the luckiest dreamers who know.
She's definitely a Wendy.
Uh-uh. He is clearly a Sam.
Tad, I think I know my own plant. She's a Wendy.
Carol, I went to medical school, okay? So, I think I can settle this. That's a Wendy.
What are you two doing?
Oh, well, it's an experiment. I've been talking to Wendy here and giving... what's his name? The silent treatment. And we'll see which one grows faster.
And the winner becomes tonight's salad.
Dad,
there's a girl here for Mike.
Dad, did you just leave her standing outside?
She's a girl, Mom. What'd you want me to do? Let her in?
Sounds like you have some pretty strong feelings about girls.
No, I just don't like them.
Well, Dad, when a friend comes to the door, you should let them... in. Why, hello.
Hi. Is Mike home?
Possibly. Quite possibly. Let me check.
Peggy.
Oh. Please. Come in.
Thanks.
Would you like to have a seat? I'm Maggie, Mike's mother. This is Jason.
Hello.
Ben. Carol. And you are...
Lisa. I'm Mike's, like, friend.
You have to forgive him. He doesn't like girls.
Well, actually, I, like, don't consider myself a girl. Consider myself a woman.
And rightly so, I'm sure. I'll call Mike. Mike? Oh, I'm sorry. Doesn't seem to be here.
Guess he doesn't like girls either.
Huh. We'll see about that.
So, Lisa... Dip? No.
Hey, Lisa. What a pleasant surprise.
I was just in the neighborhood, breaking up with my old boyfriend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was just too immature.
Oh? Was he younger than you?
No. He was 27.
What an amazing coincidence, because I was just up on the phone breaking up with my old girlfriend. She was 43.
Yeah, and dog years, maybe.
You guys haven't seen Uncle Steve in a while. Why don't you go take a walk by his place?
Mike, your Uncle Steve's in Connecticut.
So?
And he's dead.
Should you guys go have a snack?
Right, okay. All right, come on, guys. Lisa, very nice to meet you.
You too.
See you, Maggie. You don't mind if I call you Maggie, do you?
Nah.
God, Dad, do you believe the top that girl was wearing?
Huh? I didn't notice.
Oh, come on, Dad. She might as well have had no shirt on at all.
Yeah, well, all things considered, I'm glad she didn't choose to go that route.
Me too.
Carol, why don't you take Ben and go outside?
Why?
Because I need to talk to your father.
About Mike's friend with the Major League Yabos?
Out, both of you.
Well, what are we supposed to do outside?
I don't care. Talk to the lawn.
No, it needs mowing as it is. Oh, did you see the top that girl was wearing?
Jason, she's a tramp.
Oh, come on, Maggie. No, I mean, I admit she doesn't dress with a lot of...
Clothing.
Taste. But we don't know anything about the girl.
Jason, she was going out with a 27-year-old.
Oh, and that makes her a tramp? Well, maybe they shared the same interests.
That makes her a tramp. Jason, she doesn't even giggle the way a 15-year-old's supposed to giggle.
Well, I'll call the National Guard.
You know what I mean. When a 15-year-old girl comes to my door asking for my son, she should feel awkward and uncomfortable. With this girl, I feel awkward and uncomfortable.
See, she giggled.
My mistake. So, do you think you guys could leave? Why? So we can have some juice.
You mean you can't have juice with us in the room?
Fine, but I don't know why you guys bought a house with 9 rooms if you're not going to use them.
Subtle, Mike.
So anyway, when I told Ed I was breaking up with him, he, like, cried. He's so pathetic.
Yeah, that is pathetic. I, like, never cry.
Yeah.
Well, once when a car rode over my foot, I winced.
You're like so cute, Mike.
Hey, what can I say? Yeah, I'm cute. I'm damn cute.
Plus, Ed was like super possessive. I mean, he like got upset because I went camping with Phil Crawley, who's like just a friend, basically.
Basically?
Mom.
I'm sorry. Lisa, so how did your parents feel about you going out with a 27-year-old?
Oh, like my mother, she was bummed.
Really?
Like, I think she wanted to go out with him.
Well, I take it your parents are no longer together, then.
What makes you say that?
Nothing. Never mind.
So, like, anyway, Mike, you want to do something tonight?
Well, I did just end a very special relationship, but I think I've moped around about that long enough. Mike, don't forget that your father and I are going out with the Kuzmans tonight, and you have to babysit Ben and Carol. Well, can't we get a sitter?
On this short notice, not one without an axe.
So, Ben and Carol are quick on their feet.
Mike.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, maybe I could, like, come over here tonight.
Yeah, that'd be... Probably a very boring way for Lisa to spend a Saturday night.
Don't you be boring, Maggie. I just love babysitting.
Uh-huh. What a woman, huh, Mom? You betcha.
You are the ugliest tramp alive. Carol told me privately that she hates you.
Ben, what are you doing?
Oh, nothing, Mom.
Okay, all set.
So, did you talk to him?
Yeah.
Well, what'd you say?
Well, pretty much what you and I discussed.
Like what? Specifically?
Well, you know, it was one of those father-son talks.
Uh-huh. Forgive me, Jason. I have never had one of those father-son talks. What did you say?
Ah, well, that's where I say, how you doing, son? He says, pretty good, Dad. I say, is that mousse in your hair or is it wet?
Jason, get to the good part.
Honey, I just told him that in general, I think that it's better to start slowly with a relationship. Mm-hmm. To get to know somebody. To get a
medical report.
That too.
So, well, what do you think they'll do tonight?
Well, they'll probably watch TV.
Jason, what if they, don't watch TV? I mean, he's only 15. He's too young to not watch TV.
Well, if two teenage kids want to get together and not watch TV, they're going to find a way to do it.
I'm tired. Let's stay home. I want to watch The Love Boat.
Bob and Ellen are picking us up in 3 minutes.
Are you sure we shouldn't stay home?
You know, what you have to remember is that no matter where we are, there's always that little voice inside Mike's head saying,
Mike, this is your mother speaking.
And that's when Mike says, Mom, what are you doing here? And the little voice says,
I just want to remind you that I love you. And I'll always love you. Even if you break my heart by touching that girl somewhere.
Okay, okay, so you're saying I've already saddled him with enough guilt to cripple him for life, huh?
No, no, I'm saying that he knows our values and he knows that we care about him. And I know that he will consider that anytime he makes one of life's big decisions.
I hope you're right. Jason, we are not leaving this house.
Maggie, the Koosmans are here. Let's just go.
To hell with the Koosmans.
Come on, guys, let's go.
Do you want to go out there and tell Bob and Ellen that we can't leave our house because there's a girl in it?
Why not? Would you leave Carol in there with a boy who looks like he just fell off an X-rated wedding cake? This is a double standard.
Nobody said life was fair, Maggie. Let's go.
Honey, I know what you're feeling, but we should not try to make this decision for Mike. And no matter what happens, he's going to live through it.
That's comforting.
See, I saw her walk off. At least
he'll
die happy.
I hate the Kuzmas.
You know how long I've waited for this? For the opportunity to do this? This is an incredible opportunity for me to do what I've always
wanted. Shut up and hold me.
God, you have so many places to hold.
Just pick one. This movie happens to be very dull.
Maggie, Mike's gonna be just fine.
There's no story, no character, just a lot of gratuitous sex thrown into boost ticket sales.
We know. Sit down.
How are theater owners going to know how we feel about this garbage if we just sit through it?
Or stand through it, in your case.
Oh, can it, will you?
Maggie, let's just watch the movie, okay?
People like you should stay home and watch The Love Boat.
Well, this is the guest room. That about wraps up the tour of the house. Let's go back downstairs and we can watch TV or something.
Stay here. It's like nice.
Here? What would we be doing here? I mean, the TV downstairs is much more...
Do you have any idea what you're doing to me?
Well, you know, I was just trying to make my top lip match up roughly with your...
I mean inside.
Oh, inside. Well, you know, I find it's always so hard to say what someone else feels inside. And my dad, who's a psychiatrist, he says that no two people necessarily have to feel the exact same inside. And
I feel all steamy and tingly.
I don't specifically remember him mentioning steamy and tingly. I'll have to ask him about them. Oh, how about that social studies test last Friday?
Mike, I just got like a funny idea.
Funnier than this?
No. I mean, it just occurred to me. It's gonna be the first time we've like ever done it.
Lisa. No, I'm sorry. That's just so rich. No, I'm not a virgin, Lisa. No, not this cowboy.
Yeah. Well, that's a relief. Because, like, believe it or not, it's like guys out there our own age who have never done it.
Yeah, rejects and nerds.
Really? So... where were we?
I'm not sure. Now I remember.
Did not.
I know you did something to her.
Did not.
Ben, why don't you just admit you killed Wendy? And then I'll kill you, and we'll both feel a lot better about the whole thing.
No.
You're a killer, and you know it.
Hey, wait, hold it. Both of you, neutral corners.
Dad, the plant I was talking to is dead.
Well, that does not bode well for the rest of the family, does it?
Dad, Ben killed Wendy.
I did not. Stop saying that.
Now, Ben, your sister's not one to make these things up. You look me squarely in the eye and you tell me that she's mistaken, and then not another word will be said about it, okay? Ben? Did you kill Wendy?
No.
Okay.
Not exactly.
Well, I
said a mean thing to her and a leaf fell off, but I tried to save her. I swear I tried to save her.
Well, how exactly did you try to save her, Ben?
How do you think? With the plant stuff.
Oh, my God. Ben, did you put the whole bottle on my plant?
See, I told you I tried to save her.
Mix one capful of mighty plant with 8 gallons of water.
What does that mean?
5 to 10 in the greenhouse.
Kids, where's your brother?
Oh, you mean Mr. Testosterone? I think he's in the kitchen.
Hey, Mike.
Mom?
Where's Lisa?
How should I know?
Well, did you two, have a good time together?
Sure.
Oh, what'd you do?
We hung out.
Did you, watch any TV?
No.
Oh, what's that you're reading?
Windsurfer.
Good issue?
Not much different from the last 11 issues.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, great.
Good. So, Lisa seems like a very interesting girl.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What does what mean?
I said she seems like an interesting girl, and you said, yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know, I guess it means she's an interesting girl.
So, did you guys play any, board games?
Nothing happened, okay, Mom? She wanted to sleep with me and I didn't do it. I'm probably gay. Are you happy now?
Mike?
What?
I'm pretty sure you're not gay.
Yeah, I guess that was a long shot, huh?
You know, Michael, There's nothing wrong with choosing not to sleep with somebody. I mean, you can even wait for someone you love. People do it all the time.
Come on, Mom. It's not like I did some big noble thing here. I just wimped out.
Okay, so you wimped out. But think about it for a minute. What did you really wimp out of? Let me rephrase that. Do you care about Lisa? I mean, do you care about what she feels or thinks or she's happy or sad? Do you really care what happens to her?
Well, I wouldn't want to see her get hit by a truck.
And do you think she cares about you?
Yeah, in the same kind of way.
So you wimped out of sharing something very special with someone who, well, whose face you wouldn't want to see on the grill of an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, I guess I see what you mean.
But Lisa, there was something about her, Mom. She's got
Major League Yabos?
Well, in a nutshell, yeah.
Well, Lisa is a great-looking girl, Mom. But there are other great-looking girls out there who also happen to be warm, caring people.
Really?
And you're gonna find one. And when the right girl and the right time comes along, I think you'll be feeling anything but wimpy.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Well, you'll be a little scared at first, but trust me, you'll find a way to overcome it. Your father did.
Dad? Mm-hmm. Oh, so I guess you're saying that he waited for the right girl.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I met her. She was very nice.
Hey. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, Dad. Really.
Okay, Mike. Sleep tight, huh?
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Maggie and Jason's fantasy weekend isn't exactly the fantasy they had in mind. Coming up next on Family Affair, Jody is jealous when his pen pal gets all the attention.